7 little known sequels. And we're going to be taking a listen to a radio drama version of one of those right now. So sit back, relax, and get ready for some spoken word entertainment here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Strikes Back by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. Now it is a dark time for the rebellion. Evading the dreaded Imperial Starfleet, a group of freedom fighters led by Luke Skywalker has established a secret base on the remote ice world of Hoth. But the evil Lord Darth Vader, obsessed with finding young Skywalker, has dispatched thousands of probe droids into the far reaches of space. Now, a small space convoy of rebel transport ships and snub fighter escorts is en route for Hoth, seeking to bring desperately needed supplies and reinforcements to the rebel base.
Renegade Flight, this is Renegade Leader. I'm getting interference on my sensors. Just might be Imperial jamming, so maintain close visual scanning. Renegade 4, stay closer to your transport ship.
I copy, boss.
Transport ships, keep close together. We go into hyperspace as soon as we're out of Dera 4's gravity field. Fighters, stick close to the convoy and keep your eyes open. All of you.
Renegade Leader, this is Renegade 7. Boss, I have a visual sighting, a number of small spacecraft coming at high velocity from Sector 4.
Can you identify them?
They're moving awfully fast. Imperial TIE Fighters, must be 20 of them.
Renegade Flight, this is Renegade Leader. Prepare to engage the TIE Fighters. Transport ships go into hyperdrive as soon
as
you're clear.
This is Renegade 3, boss. There's another bunch of them dead ahead on our course. They're breaking for attack.
This is Renegade 2, more TIEs approaching from Sector 8.
They're all over the place. Here they come!
Renegade 3, 4, 5, and 6, get up and clear the way for the transports. The rest of you, protect the convoy. Transports, run for it. Maximum acceleration. All right, Renegade Flight.
Hit him.
Watch it, Renegade 2.
See him.
On your tail, Renegade 7. Scissor right. Scissor right.
Here I come. Get him off me. Boss, we can't stop them. There are too many.
Boss, they just got Ketku.
Protect the transports. The transports have to get through.
Boss, they're all over us. They just got transport number 2.
I'm hit. Lost both port side engines.
Keep going.
This is Renegade 3. There are 4 TIE fighters on me. Help me, somebody. I can't shake them.
Renegade 3.
Gone, boss.
No way out. They're all around us.
The lead transport just blew.
Boss, there's a bunch of them headed for you.
Try to make a run for it. All ships, this is Commander Nera. Break contact and escape if you can. Break contact and run for it.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Sir, Imperial Headquarters reports that a rebel convoy has been completely destroyed near Dera 4.
At least someone is seeing a little action. Let's hope that we do before the rebellion is completely obliterated. What is the status of our probe droid operation?
The probe droids we've launched so far report no rebel activity. No human activity, for that matter, on any of the planets they've reconnoitered.
And the next launch group?
All the probes are targeted and ready to go. The ship is now in position. Shall I give the order to launch?
No, Lieutenant. I just received priority signal from Lord Vader's flagship. We have new information to program into the probe's data banks and sensors.
That could delay the launch for some time, Captain Nita. May I ask what the new information is?
It seems that Lord Vader is more eager than ever to locate this Skywalker. He has also placed great emphasis on discovering the whereabouts of a starship called the Millennium Falcon.
I'll have the new material programmed into the probes immediately, sir.
Very good.
Even though air defense is vital to the security of this base, operating conditions here on Hoth are so severe that we simply can't use our speeders without modifications. But the techs have assured me that they can have the speeders adapted, ready to operate here on Hoth within another day at the most, Princess Leia.
And the base defenses?
Nearly complete. At least as complete a defensive and offensive system as we can manage right now. Yes. Lieutenant Commander Skywalker and the others have practically all the sensors in place for a regional warning network. As time allows, we can expand it.
How do we stand on cold weather clothing and other gear?
We've managed to procure or improvise enough for everyone in the base, General Riken. And so, Your Highness, gentlemen, that's our current status.
Well, we're short of just about everything, including sleep. But we've almost completed drilling of the ice caverns, and the base is close to completion. When the convoy arrives, we'll be in far better shape. Is there anything else, gentlemen?
Negative.
Your Highness, have you anything to add?
Just one thing, General Riken. I think that everyone in Hoth Base is bearing up as bravely now as they ever did in battle.
Thank you, Your Highness.
I hope that all of you here will pass that along for me.
Our next staff meeting will be at the same time tomorrow. We all have a great deal to accomplish by then. Dismissed.
They're all worried, even though they're trying not to let it show.
Well, they know that there's a lot to be done yet. And this base is the Rebellion's best chance to regroup and reorganize. Maybe its last.
General Riken! Urgent message for you, sir. They're decoding it now.
Pardon me, Your Highness. I'll be right back.
I'll speak to you later, General Riken.
Hello?
I have to make certain that the new recognition codes are ready over in the cryptographic section.
Leia! Hey, wait up!
Hello, Luke.
Glad I caught you. I was wondering how you were getting along. I haven't seen much of you lately.
Well, we're trying to pull things back together. Everyone's been so busy.
Yeah, me too. That's why I told 3PO and R2 to stay close to you. You know, help out when they could.
You told them to help me?
Well, they're glad to do it. I mean, they used to belong to my uncle, but they sort of belong with us both now.
I guess so.
Leia, I'm not due to go back outside for a while yet.
Hey, is this a staff conference?
I was wondering if you had a little time.
Well,
maybe
Luke,
we could...
I really have to see about some things that
hey,
just
Luke!
Hello, Han. Hi, Chewie.
Where'd the general go?
Well, he was headed over to the communications.
Never mind. Her overwhelmingly highnessness here will do.
Now what, Han?
Have me and Chewie been pulling our weight around here or not?
Han, what's wrong with you? Nobody ever said that you and Chewbacca
were... Look, when the Millennium Falcon got shot up that last time around, I knew I'd have to wait in line for repairs, but they got the base's defensive generators in place now. Yeah, and like Chewie says, you know, the trenches and gun emplacements are all set up, too.
They still have to make sure the energy field is working and adapt the snow speeders to conditions on Hoth. Those just take priority right now, even over the Falcon.
Look, I need a starship that works. I got her messed up helping you guys. Is this what you get for helping a rebel?
Aren't you a rebel, Han? Or do you and Chewbacca still consider yourselves independent operators?
Han, most of the techs are dead on their feet, and they still can't keep up with all the work that has to be finished. I mean, before the base can be operational.
Luke, me and the Wookiee would have had the Falcon fixed already by ourselves, except that I've been riding all over this snowball with you, pal, and this stupid, smelly, ornery tunt.
Those warning sensors have to be set in place, and you and Luke are the best riders we have.
I've heard all this before, if you remember.
Han, nobody twisted your arm to stay on. Aren't you the one who was always saying that a deal's a deal?
Well, are you saying it was part of the deal for the Falcon to be sitting there out of commission
you
whenever...
You have to see yourself full of energy, Captain Solo. Can't be much fun being out there in that freezing wind day after day.
Oh, hello, General. Sir.
Hello, Chewbacca. Your Highness, it's just as well you're still here. They just decoded the message. In fact, you all might as well hear this.
What is it, General? What's wrong?
A huge force of TIE fighters jumped Commander Nara and the convoy off Dara 4.
What?
Cut them to pieces. There were no survivors.
We need them so badly. We need every one of them so badly.
Quiet, Chewie.
Luke, I'm making you commander.
What? Well, the boss was a great man, a great pilot.
It's a rotten way to step into somebody's shoes, Luke, I know. But you can handle the job. That's why you've got it.
Luke, I know how much you respected Commander Nara. But he respected you, too. That's why he put you in command of Rogue Flight.
This means no resupply, at least for a while. And no snub fighter reinforcements either.
Mm-hmm.
Rogue flight's just about all we've got.
Well, then we're gonna need whatever else we have. General, can you spare some techs to help Chewie work on the Falcon? Or even some repair droids, whatever you can manage.
I'll do what I can, Luke. I'll be in the command center, Your Highness.
I'll join you shortly.
Let's go, Luke. We're a little early, but we got a lot of sensors to place today. I'll get the Tauntaun saddled and we go work on our suntans. Come on, Chewie. Hey, don't forget your heavy-duty underwear, kid.
Right.
Luke, I'm glad you're here. We'll need you more than ever now.
The boss was one of the best. He was one of the best we had.
I know.
I better catch up with Han. There's so much to do.
I'll see you later, Luke.
Check, then we'll get going again. Echo 3 to Echo 7. Echo 3 to Echo 7. Han, old buddy, do you read me?
Yeah, loud and clear, Luke. What's up?
I haven't picked up any life readings so far. How about you?
Are you kidding? There isn't enough life on this ice cube to fill a space cruiser.
Listen, my Tauntaun's been acting up. She's really skittish, nervous.
I came across a carcass. It looked like one of those Wampa ice beasts made a kill a day or two ago.
Wampa?
Yeah. Watch yourself, Luke. Those Wampas will go after anything they can find.
You don't have to tell me.
Well, I placed all my sensors. I'm going back to the base.
Right. I'll be with you shortly. There's a meteorite that hit the ground near here. I want to check it out. Won't take long.
Well, hurry up. It's getting colder. Looks like a bad storm's kicking up. I'm gonna go thaw out my saddle sores. I'll see you at the base.
Okay. This is Echo 3. Over and out. Hey! Steady, girl! Got an Indian. Smell something?
Princess Leia, Your Highness.
Yes? What is it?
Princess Leia, General Riken would like to see you in the command center as soon as possible.
Thanks, I'll be right there. 3PO, R2.
Yes, Your Highness.
Do either of you know if Luke and Han have gotten back yet?
They haven't returned us yet, Your Highness, but they are due at any moment.
Would you tell them I'd like to speak to them?
Most certainly, Your Highness.
Thank you.
Oh, and R2 and I have moved your new communications unit into your quarters. R2 says that it is functioning perfectly.
Well, thank you both. You've been a great help.
A pleasure to be of service, Your Highness. Is there anything else we might do?
Not just now, but please see that Luke and Han get my message.
You may rely on us. What did you say, R2? Who's coming? Yes, it's that bothersome coordinating droid again. Honestly, R2, it's so degrading that a droid with speech capability should be such an officious dullard.
Unit R2, D2. Unit C, 3PO.
Quite right, R2. You know perfectly well who we are.
Confirm. Unit R2, D2. Unit...
Very well, very well. Confirmed. And do stop referring to us as units, really.
Unit R2, D2, reassigned to cavern drilling operations.
What?
Unit C-3PO, reassigned to communication center.
I'll deal with this, R2. Now, just you see here, R2, D2, and I are personal aides to Commander Skywalker and the Princess Leia Organa.
Irrelevant. Reassignment is ordered.
Do you have any idea to whom you are speaking, you object? My counterpart and I were the ones who saved the Death Star plans, and we helped rescue the princess. What, R2? Oh, yes. And I'll have you know that R2 here was aboard that X-Wing fighter when our master blew up the Death Star. Confirm that, you rusting bureaucrat.
Data not relevant.
Not relevant, is it? Then allow me to tell you what is relevant. We have been given an assignment by the Princess Leia Organa herself. If you wish to countermand her order, go and argue with her.
The Princess Leia Organa?
Confirmed. So go and bother her. She'll probably have you deactivated.
Reassignment rescinded.
That's more like it. Bad enough that we have to live in these ice caverns without having to contend with the likes of you. Why, just now, we found the princess's room freezingly cold. We hadn't turned up the heating system.
Confirm. Heat increased.
Well, that's what I said, isn't it? If she and our master didn't have us to look after them, then...
Error. Increased heat causes melting of cavern walls.
What?
Malfunction possible. Damage possible.
Oh, dear. Come along, R2. hope it's not too late. What have you done? What do you mean, my fault? You're the one who adjusted the heating system. Oh, this is dreadful.
Echo 3 to Echo 7. Echo 3 to Echo 7. Come in, Han. Han? Han, I was attacked by a Wampa. I'm in its cave. I don't know where. Han! Do you copy? Stuck in here. The Wampa, it left me frozen to the cave ceiling by my feet. Han. The Wampa's coming back. He's coming back. My lightsaber. It's on the cave floor. I can't reach it. The Jedi and his lightsaber. The lightsaber and the Jedi, the two are one. The Force binds us. The Force calls my lightsaber to me. The Force calls my lightsaber to me. Got it. Han, I got myself down, but... Oh, Han? Base camp. Anybody? The Wampa's dead. I killed it. There's no good staying here in the cave. The Tauntaun. It's gone. I've got no survival gear. I'm gonna leave my con link open. There's nothing to do but try to make it back on foot.
Tex want those other repair droids to help with the snow speeders.
I'll send them right over, sir.
Outpost 4 to deck, officer. Outpost 4 to deck, officer.
Deck officer here.
We have a positive ID on that Tauntaun rider. It's Captain Solo. We passed him through the defensive zone. He'll be at your location any time now.
Right. I'll pass the word. Sentry?
Yes, sir.
You can let that Tauntaun rider in right away.
Right, sir.
Command Center, this is the deck officer.
Command Center here.
Captain Solo's back, sir. No sign of Commander Skywalker yet.
Right. Have Solo report here at once.
Will do. Deck officer out. One of you men, take his reins. Captain Solo.
Yeah? What can I do for you?
They want you and Commander Skywalker in the command center, Captain.
Well, tell them I'll be along in a bit. Luke will be back any minute. Is my ship fixed yet?
I don't think so, sir. They had to pull the Tex off of her for some problems they're having with the snow speeders.
Oh, swell. That really takes the prize.
Your first mate is working on the Falcon, though.
Thanks. Tell Command I'll be there right after I check on my ship.
General Riken and the Princess wanted to see you
well,
as soon as...
Just go in office of your deck, will you? I got a starship. Well, don't jump all over me about it. We'll just have to finish the job by ourselves. All right, don't lose your temper. I'll be right back, and I'll give you a hand. I don't know, something at the command center. I might as well tell him we're going to be leaving. Look, forget it. I've made up my mind. Maybe when Luke gets back, he can help us with the fog.
Base, this is Skywalker. Skywalker here.
Luke.
What?
Luke.
Ben.
Listen to me, Luke.
Ben, I see you, but how? It can't be.
It is, Luke.
But I saw you die.
Listen carefully, Luke. You must go to the Dagobah system.
Ben, I don't understand.
There you will learn from Yoda, the Jedi Master who instructed me.
Dagobah?
This is vital, Luke. You must not fail. You must not fail.
Ben, wait! Don't leave me! Ben! Ben, help me! Help me! Ben!
Wanted, General Riken.
We had a signal on the sensors a few minutes ago, Princess Leia. But it's gone now. Reception's getting worse in this storm.
A life form?
An energy source. The monitor said it seemed to be transmitting and moving as well.
Could it have been distortion or equipment malfunction?
The monitors only had it on their scopes for a moment. Then they lost it. Well, they could have been wrong.
Well, we should make sure. Perhaps we should send out a patrol.
No, our snowspeeders still aren't ready. Sending people out in this storm on Tauntauns would cost us lives.
What do you recommend?
Solo and Skywalker are due back soon. They're the last men we have out there. When they return, we seal the shield doors and keep a close watch on the sensors to see if what it was shows up again.
If it does?
Well, it'll depend on when and where it does. There's not a great deal that we can do with night coming on.
I suppose that's true.
General Riken?
Over here, Solo.
All your sensors are in place, General. Princess.
Hello, Han.
Good work, Solo. You look done in.
Yeah, it's getting pretty frosty out there. But at least you'll know if somebody comes sniffing around looking for the base.
We hope.
Has Commander Skywalker reported in yet?
No, he's checking out a meteorite that hit near him up at the top of the ridgeline. He'll be back any time now.
Another meteorite?
Yes, with all the meteor activity in this star system, it's going to be difficult to spot approaching ships.
Yeah, there's plenty of junk floating around in this part of space.
Well, perhaps when we have more ships and people, we can place surveillance satellites in orbit.
Perhaps, Your Highness, but I don't expect reinforcements for some time.
General, look, I know this isn't a great time to bring this up, but me and Chewie are making arrangements to leave. We can't stay with the Rebellion any longer.
Han!
I'm very sorry to hear that, Captain. We've come to rely a great deal on you both, and on the Millennium Falcon.
You know, there's a price on my head. If I don't pay Jabba the Hutt what I owe him, I'm a dead man.
Yes, I know. Death Mark is not an easy thing to live with. Well, you're a good fighter, Solo. I hate to lose you, but good luck to you. And to Chewbacca as well.
Thanks, General. We both think you're a pretty good commanding officer, too.
Thank you, Han. Your Highness, I'll keep you informed if anything develops.
Thank you, General.
Well, Your Highness, I guess this is it.
That's right. This is it.
Well, don't get all mushy on me. So long, Princess. I'll see you around one of these days.
Han, wait.
Yes, Your Highnesses?
I thought you said you had decided to stay with the Rebellion. I thought you were going to help us here on Hoth.
Well, that bounty hunter we ran into on Ward Mantell, he changed my mind. I've got to settle this thing with Jabba the Hutt. I'm not going to be any good to the Rebellion or anyone else until I do.
We need you here, Han.
We need?
The Rebel Alliance.
Why don't you stop talking for the Alliance and talk for yourself for once? What about you need, Leia?
I don't have the slightest idea what you're talking about.
No, I guess you probably don't at that. Looks like you never will, huh?
And what precisely is it that I'm supposed to know, O source of wisdom?
Come on. When are you going to stop playing games? You want me to stay because of the way you feel about me?
Yes. I feel that you're a great help to the Alliance. If it wasn't for you, we'd never have got...
We both know what I'm talking about. How come it's so hard for you to admit it?
Han.
Huh?
Has anybody ever mentioned anything to you about your ego problem?
Come on. You look so pretty when you're blushing.
You're imagining things.
Am I, Leia? Then why'd you call me back? Afraid I was gonna leave without giving you a goodbye kiss?
You?
Me.
I'd sooner kiss a Wookiee.
Well, I can arrange that, but you better move fast. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You could use a good kiss. Let us all in on it, princess. Doesn't it ever get boring up there on that pedestal?
Keep on. Keep trying. Keep. I can't do it, Ben. I can't make it. I'm sorry. I tried, Ben. I tried.
You got the Falcon fixed yet? We're getting off the snowball right now before they close the shield door for the night. Because I'm sick of this planet, that's why. Because Jabba's hunting for our heads. Now warm her up, let's raise ship. What? You took what apart? What are you doing fine-tuning the hyperdrive now? Look at that mess, are you crazy? Okay, calm down. We still got a little while before they shut the shield door. You close up the vector guides, I'll put the transition rig back together. All I want to do is get us out of here, Chewie. Now put her back together the best way you can, just so they'll get us to our next stop. Who? Her royalness? Never mind what she said. Remind me to tell you sometime about hobnobbing with the upper classes. It's such fun. Oh, great. That's just what we needed. Here come the loose wiring brothers. What are you doing, Chewie? Are you a saboteur? You think I want to spend the rest of my life here for a face?
Captain Soto.
Listen, Chewie, those vector guides will do for now. Just get them back in place to set up the hull.
I don't want them perfect.
I don't want them pretty. I want them now.
To get you on the Comlink, Captain.
Whoa, there. What'd you say, 3PO?
I was attempting to draw your attention to the fact that the Princess Leia has been trying to reach you by Comlink.
I turned my Comlink off. I don't want to talk to her anymore. It's bad for my disposition.
Indeed. Well, R2 and I are to inform you that the Princess Leia is worried about Master Luke. She doesn't know where he is.
Well, I don't know where he is.
Nobody knows where he is.
What do you mean, nobody knows? He was only a couple of minutes behind me when I rode
in. Well, you see, sir, there is a question...
Deck officer!
Excuse me, sir,
here,
might
you?
I inquire as to whether you...
Will you shut up for a second? You can tell me where Commander Skywalker is.
I haven't seen him. Is that droid malfunctioning, sir?
Not any more than usual.
Why are you holding your hand over his vocal slot?
He's got a cough. Now, what about Luke?
Commander Skywalker hasn't come through the main shield door. It's possible he came in through the south entrance.
It's possible. It's possible. Why don't you just go and find out if it really happened, huh?
Very well, Captain. As soon as I get the rest
of it... It's getting dark out there, friend, and cold, in case you didn't notice.
I'm aware of that. I joined up with the rebels because I noticed things. I'll go and check on the commander at once.
Okay, yeah, look.
Okay.
Thanks, pal. Huh? Oh, sure, R2. Sorry, 3PO.
Thank you, Captain Solon. Although there was really no need for that, I'm sure. Might I now inquire what has happened to Master Luke?
Well, you just go ahead and inquire all you like, 3PO. It never does any good around this deep freeze.
Well,
seal her up, Chewie. I'll be right back.
Really, R2, have you ever met such an impossible man? Come along. Let's find the Princess Leia and tell her what's happened. This is what we get for allowing Master Luke to go out on his own without us to look after him. Yes, Chewbacca, of course we shall keep you informed of any new developments. Between ourselves, R2, I think Master Luke is in considerable danger.
Sir, Commander Skywalker hasn't come in the south entrance either. No one's heard from him since his last communication check with you.
Well, he was clear up on the ridgeline then.
Might have forgotten to check in.
Luke? No. Where he grew up, people learn to be careful. I'm going looking for him.
But Captain Solo...
Have the tech's got those snowspeeders working? I used the Falcon, but she's on downtime right now.
The snowspeeders aren't ready yet. We've been having all kinds of trouble adapting them to the cold. The techs are running up a bunch of replacement parts. They should be ready by morning.
Well, morning ain't likely to do Commander Skywalker very much good, is it? Isn't there anything in this whole base that'll fly?
Nothing that can handle a Hoth blizzard, sir. Those winds would smash you down before you got halfway up.
All right. Forget it. I'll have to ride out and look for him on a Tauntaun. Come on, move it. We haven't got much time.
Captain Solo, General Riken gave orders no one's to leave the base.
This one over here I'll have to do is still saddled.
Captain Solo!
Tell the command center that I'll keep in touch with him over Comlink Band Alpha.
General Riken doesn't want anybody leaving the base.
Lieutenant.
Sir?
Lieutenant, what did you just call me?
Sir?
Right. Now get out of my way.
But the temperature's dropping too rapidly. Even a Tauntaun couldn't survive for long.
Yeah, my friend's out there someplace. Now I'm giving you a direct order to make it easy for you, so don't waste my time.
I'm afraid I can't let you do this, Captain Solo. I have my standing orders.
Lieutenant, have you ever seen my first mate? About three times your size, covered with fur, got a bad temper.
Everybody in the base knows Chewbacca, sir.
Well, if you or anybody else tries to stop me from riding that Tauntaun out of here, Chewie's gonna take it real bad.
But General Riken has clearly instructed me that no one...
Do you think General Riken wants a quarter of a ton of roaring mad Wookiee running around his base?
I'm reasonably certain that he doesn't, sir.
Smart boy. Now stand aside!
I'm trying to save your life. Your Tauntaun will freeze before you reach the first marker. Even with an insulated chute, if you're on foot out there, you're dead.
Then I'll see you in hell. Yeah!
Dagobah.
Luke!
What?
Luke!
Ben?
Luke! Whoa, hold on! Luke, speak to me, kid. Here, come on, sit up.
Ben? Han?
Yeah.
Han?
Yeah, it's me, kid, it's me.
It's cold, Han. It's so cold. But I'm warmer now.
Warmer? No, Luke, that means you're freezing. Fight it, come on. Don't go to sleep on me. Don't do this to me, Luke. Come on, give me a sign here. Luke, stay with me. Stay with
I'm
me,
sorry.
Kid. Huh? Oh, no, girl. Don't you give me problems, too. The Tauntaun's dead, Luke.
Ben,
where's your lightsaber? I need it.
Ben, said Yoda.
There's not much time. There's only one way to keep you warm till I can get the emergency shelter. Sorry about this, old girl. Okay, Luke, I'm gonna have to shove you inside the carcass. This may smell bad, kid. But it'll keep you alive until I can get the shelter built.
Find you.
Oh, and I thought this Tauntaun smelled bad on the outside. Hold still, Luke. I gotta give you a stim shot. There. That ought to take hold and bring you around in a second or two. This is Solo to base. Solo to base. Command center, I don't know if you can read me, but I've got Luke. He's alive, but my Tauntaun's down for good. We're in an emergency shelter. Do you copy?
The storm's kicking up pretty bad. I don't know if this hut can take it. Just come for us as soon as you can. I've got the homing beacon on. Do your best for us, you guys. Lay quiet, Luke. Come on, there's not much room in here.
Han, I can't see.
You're snow blind, Luke. But it'll pass. We'll get you taken care of soon, I promise. And keep that thermal wrap around you. We gotta warm you up a little at a time.
Han, it would be you. How'd you find me?
Snoozing in the snow, that's how I found you.
Nice going. You have some sense of timing, Solo. Where are we?
Emergency shelter, north side of the glacier field.
You think this thing's gonna hold up?
Well, I'm sort of hoping for the best, buddy.
We sure picked a great time to field test it, huh?
Yeah, perfect. How you feeling?
Oh, terrific. Why don't we go outside and get some calisthenics in before it gets too dark?
Sure. You could always play some tag.
Oh. How'd you get out here?
Tauntaun. There wasn't any other way. She didn't make it, though.
So we're here till the weather breaks.
Yeah, that's about it.
I can't feel my legs. I'm numb.
You're gonna be okay. There's not a lot more I can do for you with the mannequin. But they'll put you through nerve therapy and I'll float you in a regenerative tank and you'll be as good as new.
Too bad the nearest one's a couple of kilometers away through a
blizzard.
No
more talking like that. You're gonna make it, you hear? What happened to your face? You look like you walked into a rotor blade.
Oh, the Wampa. Ice creature jumped me on the ridge and killed my Tauntaun.
How very rude, as 3PO would say. I hope you killed it right, Ben.
Well, that seemed like the right thing to do at the time. What smells so bad in here?
You. You spent a little time inside my Tauntaun while I was having a house-raising party.
Well, I guess you can cancel all my social engagements for the evening. Yeah. Oh. So what's your excuse this time?
What?
Coming out after me. I guess you can't claim it was the money this time.
Well, I'll figure something out, Luke.
I'll bet you will.
What? This hut's gonna hold, Luke. And you're gonna make it.
Gee. I only wish I could have seen Leia say goodbye one last time.
I got an idea, pal. Why don't you just settle down and relax? And tomorrow, you can say hello to her instead.
Luke or Han, 3PO?
None, Your Highness. R2 maintained sensor scan outside the shield door for as long as he could, but our joints began freezing up. R2 has informed me that the communication center has been quite unable to get in contact with them. The storm is interfering with reception. R2, of course, Master Luke will be all right. He'll be quite all right. You'll see. So will Captain Solo.
What's Chewbacca doing?
He has been keeping a vigil at the shield door since Captain Solo failed to report back, Your Highness. It was all we could do to dissuade him from going after him. Chewbacca could hardly ride a Tauntaun. Don't say that, R2. Don't even think it. Of course we'll see Master Luke again.
Now what's he saying, 3PO?
Although R2 wasn't able to pick up any signals, he does admit his range is far too small for us to abandon all hope.
Princess Leia, there's nothing more that any of us can do tonight. The shield door must be closed.
Just a few more minutes, Lieutenant?
Our life support system can't take any more cold. We've lost heat all through the base. And there's a danger of the door freezing up and jamming in the open position.
Then we have no choice.
No. Stand clear of the shield doors. Prepare to close and seal.
I know, Chewbacca. We just have to hope. Lieutenant?
Close the shield doors!
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Your Highness. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about Master Luke, R2. I'm positive he'll be all right. He's quite clever, you know. For a human, that is.
What was that, R2?
Oh, Your Highness. He says that their chances of survival out there are 725 to 1. R2 has been known to make mistakes from time to time.
Snowspeeders.
Techs have fitted them out for the Hoth climate, Your Highness. The last modifications have just been made.
Has there been any contact with Luke or Han?
No, but the temperature is beginning to rise outside. We're going to open the shield door and launch as soon as we can.
What do you think their chances are? Truly.
Solo had survival gear with him, Your Highness. But if he didn't manage to find Commander Skywalker, we can only hope for the best.
We must find them, General Lycan. We must find them both. We've all come through too much together.
We're going to try, Leia. Remember, everyone in those speeders has served with Han and Luke.
General Riker?
Yes?
The techs say that the outside temperature is within operational limits for the snow speeders. We're ready to open the main shield door and launch.
Good.
Everybody's itching to get out there and start looking, sir.
Open and launch, Lieutenant. Right now.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Open main shield doors!
Open main shield door.
Stand clear of the shield door!
Rebel flight prepared to launch.
Strange to see them without Luke flying the lead.
Rogue two, go!
Yes, Rogue Flight. Go.
Rogue three, go.
Three, go.
Go. And come back to us.
Rogue four, go.
Four, go.
Hoth base, this is Solo. Hoth base, this is Solo. Where is everybody? Taking a nap back there?
Come on, Han. Yelling into the comlink isn't gonna help. Why don't you just try choking it?
Why don't you just put a plug in it and leave me alone? I'm trying to hitch us a ride here.
Hey, what's it like outside?
The door sensor says it's getting lighter and getting warmer.
Oh, boy, maybe we should send for room service, get some breakfast.
Why don't you just stay still? Those injuries won't get any better with you jumping all over the place.
Right. I'm going to need my strength when this shelter caves in on us from the weight of all that ice.
Look, I don't need you to depress me. I can depress myself. At least the doors are still clear. Solo to base. Are you guys really looking for us, or are we just some kind of hobby?
He should have been a salesman, Solo. Ow. Oh.
You all right?
You kidding? After a fight with a wampa and a stroll through a Hoth blizzard? No, pal, I'm not all right. I think I'll ask the Rebellion for a raise.
Shut up and stay still. I can't give you another stim shot. The medikit says you're at the limit right now.
Oh, that's a nice place for me.
If you just quit jostling my elbow here, I could get us a little aid and assistance.
You know, you always were terrible at rescues.
Yeah, you could do it better.
Well, couldn't anybody?
How'd you like me to stick a gag on you?
With or without Chewie?
That does it, Sonny. You don't think I got enough things to do than mess around here with you? I don't need your help.
Echo Base, this is Rogue Two. I think I've got something, not much, but it could be a life form. It could be them.
Not much?
Don't knock.
Hey, Rogue Two, Rogue Two, do you copy? This is Solo.
This is Rogue Two, I hear you. Do you copy?
Yeah, Zeb, I got you loud and clear. Nice of you guys to drop by. Why don't you come down and pay us a call?
It's a date. I've got your homing beacon on my screen. Be right with you. Rogue Two, out.
Then again, Solo, you were not so bad at this rescue stuff after all.
That's more like it. Practice. The secret is practice, my friend.
Go on, crack the door seal, hon. I want to hear.
Okay, Luke. I'm going to play you some of the sweetest music
that you're ever going to hear.
I feel fine, 2-1-B. Just like new. Hoth base may need a lot of other things, but it's got a first-class meta center.
The latest workups on your condition indicate that all damage has been reversed. Recovery is total. I believe you have been quite fortunate.
Yeah. I can't thank you enough for pulling me through.
No further thanks are necessary, Commander, but you are most welcome. It is my function and pleasure as a medical droid to help and heal human beings.
When can I leave?
I would like to keep you here in the medical center for observation for a short period longer to make absolutely certain that you're fully recovered. Then you will be able to return to active duty.
You're the doctor, 2-1B.
You may also have visitors now, Commander Skywalker. There have been numerous inquiries about your condition.
Oh?
I have to make my rounds now. I shall be back to check on you shortly.
May R2 and I see him now, 2-1B?
Yes, of course, C-3PO.
Thank you. May I say that you are a credit to all droids, 1B?
You're very kind, C-3PO. And now, if you and R2 will excuse me...
Master Luke, sir, how wonderful to have you back.
3PO, hi.
Oh, it's so good to see you functional again, sir. And R2 expresses his relief at your rapid convalescence as well.
Thanks, R2. They're supposed to let me out of sick bay any time now.
Oh, but please don't overexert yourself, Master Luke. R2 and I simply couldn't bear it if anything were to happen to you.
Hey, Chewie, here he is.
Han!
What do you say, kid? How you feeling?
A lot better than I did a couple of hours ago. Hi, Chewie. Chewie, okay?
You look too bad to me. See, a little nerve therapy, an hour or two in that regeneration tank. What did I tell you? You're practically back on the duty roster.
What did he say?
He says you wouldn't get so cold if you had the sense to grow yourself a decent pelt like it.
Okay, I'll make a note of it.
Don't worry about it, Chewie. You look strong enough to pull the ears off a gun dart.
Thanks to you, Han.
That's two you owe me now, Junior. You gotta start being more careful.
Well, until I pay you back, charge me interest.
Don't tempt me.
I guess I really messed up your plans.
That's worse than that. They've grounded all ships. Anyway, we're still working on the Millennium Falcon. Almost done.
Captain Solo, an energy source has been reported by the warning sensors you and Master Luke set out. The monitors think it's moving back and forth on the snowfields, transmitting. They're trying to get a fix on it now.
Imperials?
No one knows, Master Luke, but the Princess and General Riken are very worried.
And speaking of her wonderfulness, it looks like visiting hours are getting pretty busy around here.
I came as soon as 2-1B told me you were awake. How are you?
I'm fine, but I wouldn't want to make a habit of it.
I should certainly hope not, Master Luke.
Well, your worship, it looks like you managed to keep me around here a little while longer.
I had nothing to do with it. General Riken thinks it's too dangerous for any ship to leave the system until we've activated the defensive shield.
Yeah, that's a great story. I think you just can't bear to let a gorgeous guy like me out of your sight.
I don't know where you get your ideas, laser brain.
Oh, yeah, sure, laugh it up, everybody. But you boys didn't see us alone yesterday. Her Highness finally expressed her true feelings for
me. My true feelings?
You don't have to be shy, Leia.
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted... scruffy looking nerf herder!
Hey, wait a second! Wait a second. Who's scruffy looking?
Archer, the question was not addressed to you. In any case, he wouldn't have liked your reply.
Well, look, I guess I must have hit pretty close to the mark to get her all riled up like that, huh?
Well,
Han, I guess you just don't know everything there is to know about women yet. The reason I came down here was to welcome Luke back. With a kiss.
Hmm?
Hold still, Commander Skywalker.
What? But I.
Oh, how interesting.
Headquarters personnel report to the command center.
Hey, you two.
Headquarters personnel report to the command center.
Do you feel like breathing for a second there?
Welcome back, Luke.
Thanks, Leia. You know, this could make getting injured very popular.
Excuse me, Princess. You've decided to put the rebellion on hold, is that it?
Oh, I have to be going. See you later, Luke.
Okay, Leia.
Shut up, furball. Luke, if you don't get that smirk off your face...
I guess it's just my day, huh? When'd you say you were leaving, hon?
Do you have any idea how stupid you look with your eyes crossed like that? Yeah, well, take it easy, kid. I'll see you later. Come on.
What now, R2?
Oh. R2 noticed that the medical scanners registered a flux in your vital signs a moment ago, sir. But they seem to be stabilizing now. R2 says that he and I should also report to the command center, sir.
Yeah.
We'll look in on you again just as soon as we can. We hope you'll soon be fully recovered, Master Luke.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'll pull through, 3PO. I've never felt better in my life.
Sensors have a fix on that unidentified blip, Princess. We have a visitor.
What is it, General?
We picked up something outside the base in Zone 12, moving east. It's definitely metallic, and it's transmitting. Contains a powerful energy source, too.
You're sure it's not a life form? One of those Wampa ice creatures?
Maybe it's a snow speeder, General. One of ours.
No, it's neither. We're certain.
General Riken, we've got it pinpointed. There's something very weak coming through.
Let's hear it, Controller.
Yes, sir. Patch it in over the speakers.
Yes, sir. Pardon me, General Riken, Princess Leia. I am fluent in over 6 million forms of communication, and this signal is not used by the Rebel Alliance.
What do you think it is, 3PO?
It is on a high order of probability that it is an Imperial code, Your Highness.
Well, it isn't friendly, whatever it is. Chewie and me will go and check it out for you, General.
All right, Solo, you know that zone better than anyone else. But I want you two to be extremely careful. We don't know what it is you're going up against. Make sure you see it before it sees you.
Don't worry, that's the way we work.
Han, first you ride out to look for Luke, and now you volunteer for a recon mission? You're going to ruin your reputation.
Listen, it's strictly self-interest. As long as me and the Wook and the Falcon are stuck here, I want to know what's going on.
Well, just to make you feel better, I'll pretend I believe you.
I'll be on Conlink Band Alpha, General.
Right.
Come on, Chewie, let's get this thing over.
Controller.
Yes, sir.
Send Rogue 10 and Rogue 11 to Station 3-8 and have them fly a holding pattern there at low altitude.
Will do, sir.
And tell them to expect trouble.
See anything, Chewie? Where? Give me the macro binoculars. There's something down there coming this way. General Riken, this is Solo.
I copy, Solo. Anything to report?
We have a visual on your blip, General. It's coming up the canyon towards us, moving slowly, sniffing around.
Can you identify it?
It's made out of metal, all right. It's too small to be a ship. Looks like a flying spider, some kind of droid.
Is it armed?
I think so, yeah. It's got a bunch of sensor and scanning gear, too. General, this thing's headed straight for the base. It may already have spotted your defensive generator.
I'll have Rogue 10 and Rogue 11 make an attack run. You and Chewbacca get out of the target area.
No, General, there's no time for that. Chewie and me will have to take it on by ourselves.
I'll trust your judgment, Han, but be careful. Good luck.
Solo out. Chewie, get over to that other snowbank and try to distract it when it floats by. We'll see what a little blaster fire can do to that gizmo. And keep your bowcaster handy. Whatever that thing is, it looks nasty. That's it, you nosy scrap heap. Just keep coming. Come on, Chewie. Careful now. Chewie, get down! Duck, Chewie, it's gonna blow!
Give me a progress report, Controller.
Sensors report energy weapons fired. Captain Solo's location, General, followed by an explosion. We've lost the blip.
And Captain Solo?
We haven't been able to raise him yet, Your Highness.
General, I think we should send in the snowspeeders. Han and Chewbacca may have been hurt.
I agree. We don't hear from them soon.
Conlink signal coming through an alpha band, sir.
Solo to base, do you read me? What do I have to do? Write you a letter?
Base here. What happened, Solo? Are you two all right?
Not a scratch, General. Chewie did a little decoy work, and I got a shot straight into it. I'm afraid there's not much left, though.
What exactly was it, Han?
It's tough to tell. A droid of some kind is all I can say for sure. I didn't hit it that hard, but it blew up anyway. Must have had a self-destruct mechanism.
It sounds like an Imperial probe droid, all right.
Well, then it's a pretty good bet the Empire knows we're here. I think it got a peek at our defensive generator.
We'd better start an evacuation, Leia, much as I hate to say it.
We have no other option. Put our contingency plans into effect.
Yes, Your Highness.
Han, you and Chewbacca get back here right now.
Best advice I've heard all day. We'll be right there.
Attention all personnel, attention. Prepare to evacuate the base. Repeat, prepare.
Leia, what's going on? What happened?
An Imperial probe droid has located the base.
Well, that's going to change things.
All
well, at least the waiting's over. I better go look after Rogue Flight.
Luke, you sure you're feeling well enough?
2-1-B says I'm fine. Listen, it wouldn't matter anyway. We're going to need everybody we've got.
Your Highness, I'll go and double-check the perimeter.
Master, right. Luke, you're here. Does this latest news mean we're leaving?
Well, eventually, when the evacuation's organized, I'll be in a snowspeeder until then. R2, you better get over to the fighter hangar. We're gonna need you in my X-Wing.
And what about me, Master Luke?
3PO, I want you to stay here with the princess. If I don't see you here, I'll meet you at the fleet rendezvous point.
Oh, very well, but Master Luke, do take good care of yourself.
I will.
And R2.
Yes, Luke, be careful.
Watch out for yourselves, both of you.
Goodbye, Leia.
Goodbye, Luke. Good luck.
Don't worry. I'll be fine. See you at the rendezvous.
Dear? Your Highness, how may I be of service?
Just stand by for now, 3PO. We're undermanned at the communications consoles. We may need you there later.
Might I ask how you evaluate our situation?
I can't. Too many unknowns in the equation. What's important now is to get our personnel and the critical equipment away from Hoth. The rest of the Alliance is scattered. If the Empire manages to destroy us, it would mean the loss of the Alliance's main organized resistance.
Can we evacuate quickly enough, Your Highness?
We have to, 3PO. If the Empire succeeds in trapping us here, it could be the end of the rebellion.
And you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. Good evening, my name is Brian McDonald, and that will be all the time that we have for Scald's Hall tonight. Coming up next, we'll have some beautiful tunes to take us into the evening, and from all of us here in beautiful Vancouver, have a safe and happy weekend.
Hi, this is Cam from Akita, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.